Dr. I wish you'd pull my teeth at the back first. And he said, he laughed, he said, don't you know they've been pulled years and years ago? I said, no, I know they haven't. I said, there's one that's coming through right now, and it's been coming through for a long time, and it hurts. And he looked, he said, well, this is the first time I've seen anybody your age that had any of those teeth. Mm-hmm. But he had to pull them.
But he had to pull them.
And that was a hard job, because they weren't so old, no, they weren't. They were just rotted down to the end. It wasn't rotted, they were broken.
Broken.
Uh-huh. And that was just what I did. But that was a mistake. Well, I can look back to a lot of mistakes, so.
Oh, we all can, yeah. Of course. Well, what would people use for fishing boats? What did they have when you were a girl?
Well, they made the boats.
And they made the boats?
Uh-huh. And they had paddles, and they could make the paddles. You know, people then could do anything that they do now. They just did it the odd way, but then they got by with it just like they have it now.
What did the little boats that they used for fishing, what did they call that type of boat?
Skiff.
Now, if a woman had wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she might take along a little piece of cloth or something to the store. Now, what would they call that little?
Sample.
And the cloth and things, could they make some really pretty dresses when you were growing up?
Yeah. They made pretty dresses. Some of them dressed tacky. Because but they had pretty material. Mm-hmm. But it was just that the way whoever made it was.
Mm-hmm.
They'd make it way too long or not fit at all. Mm-hmm. And that's the way they'd be tacky.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them had real nice, pretty dresses.
Mm-hmm.
Any of them have this old shaggy hair and long pants. I've seen some of them that were that big at the bottom. Oh, horrible. Looked like monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
And you can look over here at Safeway and you can't tell a man from a woman a lot of times. A lot of times the man will have the longest hair. And so many of them have curly hair, and I wondered if it were, I guess some of them were permanent, but most of them were sure enough curves. Just beautiful curves. Now Charles, he's a city attorney here, and he was born right down here, and of course I knew his mother and father before they married. So Charles had when he kept his hair cut so short, you couldn't tell it was curly. But then after these other boys got to letting it out and sideburns and all, well, if he didn't do the same thing. But he didn't let it grow quite as long, but you could see how curly it was. But it's a bush. And he has a son that's hair is tan. It's an ugly color tan that is just as curly as a negro's. Kinky. And he writes it well long, well big out. Oh, horrible looking.